This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's funny is the Jets offensive line somehow, like the Giants fan loves to blame the offensive line for everything. The Jet fan is not blaming their offensive line for any of this. Where I think that it's a big problem. Like Breece Hall has not been himself because there's no holes, there's nothing. Aaron Rodgers getting the crap kicked out of him, but it's Nate Hackett, it's Aaron Rodgers is old, it's Rob Saleh doesn't know what he's doing, it's Garrett Wilson, they're not on the same page. Nobody said a thing about the offensive line. If this were the Giants, it'd be like, the offensive line stinks, what are you supposed to do? Get it to win, if you got any time, give Daniel Jones time, the guy's going to turn into Patrick Mahomes, just you watch. What is it about that?
But Bill's got it. Bill's on the offensive line of the Jets.
He's the only one.
But I will say this, that the lack of creativity with their offense is the thing that bothers me. And the fact that they can get duped or confused by opposing defenses doing what they're doing to them with a 40-year-old quarterback that's seen just about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the Van Ginkle play, and again, like Phil was talking about it, I've been talking about it, that when you really don't do much formation-wise, quickness-wise, and maybe they play better when they were doing their no-huddle offense, by the way, which does help because you can go faster, you can kind of get into a rhythm, and I love doing that, especially with a guy like Aaron. But when you get duped by some of these plays, that means the opposing defense knows what you're doing, and then they are taking liberties by making plays like this or blitzing, you know, on a fourth down play, and nobody's picking up the blitzing safety.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of things going on. I think the lack of creativity is a big part of it, but also let's not forget that, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's made some bad throws, and he's also getting beat up. Like these are things that like no one really wants to. There's been a I heard Evan say it, but I feel like everybody's just waiting and looking to point the finger at everything but Aaron Rodgers, because the second that you start saying that Aaron Rodgers is done is essentially saying that this team is done and that this era is over.
Well, all I can tell you is right now, whether he likes it or not, whether it's accurate or not, this, you know, people are going to feel as if he was the one who ran the coach out of the building.
Right, exactly. So last week on
especially if the coach reportedly wanted to change play callers and demote Nathaniel Hackett from offensive coordinator.
Exactly.
That just leads you to believe that, you know, the reason that Aaron Rodgers came here in the first place was because the Johnson family and because of Joe Douglas taking Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator.